certainly was a bit steamy over the weekend, but man, we made use of it.
It's the weekend update.
Very weekend worthy out there, wherever you may have been. I saw down, they had a big watch party here in Sundance Square, and it was the finals of the Van Cliburn competition.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you go out to the watch party?
I did not.
Did you bring a big foam finger?
But congratulations to Aristo Sham, 29 years old, out of Hong Kong, took the top prize, 17th annual Van Cliburn International Piano Competition, held just down the street at Bass Hall. He was also voted the audience favorite, too.
Oh.
So I had Sovereignty to win, but turns out Aristo had it. So
no, yeah.
All the way over there from Hong Kong.
Did he 29. Go to Preakness?
No, but as the gold medalist, he wins 3 years of individualized career management. He gets the gold medal, gets the Winner's Cup, and gets $100,000.
Wow.
So congratulations.
Look at you, see?
Yeah.
Going to your piano lessons can really pay off.
And, of course, because of everything, he was immediately deported and tariffs are put on that $100,000. It's too bad, really, there, but congratulations to him. Hey, big thanks to all those down in Cleburne early on Saturday. Brand new Tractor Supply. Millions came. It was quite the scene and spectacle. What'd you have going on your weekend?
Well, I'll be honest. You know, life, it's just not the same without new episodes of Love After a Lockup.
But boy, we've been seeing that for years.
We do persevere. So there was the Alito Summer Blast. And they had
yeah, that was big.
Yeah, it was huge. And then they had fireworks at the end, so everybody panicked on social media.
That's
but
good.
But no, there's no reason to panic. It was planned. And then it was really a joys of homeownership weekend. You remember the big pipe that had to be replaced last year because it peed all over the yard?
Is it back?
No, it had a new friend on the east side. So we made another new friend by the name of Braden, who apparently is really good at spot welding, and he handled that. The lawnmower got a new clutch and a belt.
Golly.
And still didn't work.
You did a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get a new belt or shoes, and I'm still at work. Whatever.
Well done.
And then we finished off with a strep throat. So,
okay.
Yeah. So what about, please tell me it was better than my weekend.
So I had a blast out there. Moolah Fest in the Ville was there Saturday with you. The Jorts were there. Yeah. Or the Jorts. You're welcome, Stephenville. From Moolah Fest. And I really wanted to. I had planned to, as was the case 2 years ago, in the pink shorts, to take the reins of the mechanical bull and do it in the Jorts this time.
That's right. I mean,
but Friday night, I literally am sitting on a couch. I get up from the couch and I tweak my knee.
Oh no.
For no reason whatsoever.
None of that matters in middle age.
It's like the most devastating thing I've ever been.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Couple of sleeps now, and it's much, much better than it was. But I went out there, and Kelly in the Ville was one of the first people I saw. And I was like, Kelly, I am sorry. Due to medical conditions beyond my control.
Wait till you sleep wrong. Then it's where the rubber really hits the road.
So I wasn't able to ride the mechanical bull. But fun was had, and moves were mooed by all.
We put a lot of money on you going eight there, Buckner.
You weren't the only one. Except for the people that had money on Aristo Sham from Hong Kong.
We're not mad. We're just a little disappointed.
And other sporting non-wagerable items. As we were wrapping up the show, Mark Phillips freaked out. The Stars fired their very successful coach, Pete DeBoer. So there
Dang
you go.
Dang it.
Rangers won two in a row over the weekend. Congratulations, University of Texas. Yeah, they kind of ran away with this one. And the Women's College World Series Longhorns topple Texas Tech 10-4 in that one. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a big Alito Coaches Show podcast later tonight at Boo Ray's, 7 o'clock start time there in Hudson Oaks. Your Class 5A Division I baseball champions for 2025 Alito Bearcats. They got it done in a big style and winning over Smithson Valley there Friday night.
Amen.
Starting off the weekend and adding yet another. I don't know how big. I don't know. Already the trophy case is crowded. over there for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. So now you got to make some room for baseball. Maybe you need another trophy case.
I know.
Get your spot welder out there.
Maybe they should all go out to rooms to go after Boo Race.
And congratulations, though. It didn't end in the victory. Gordon Longhorns, again, you guys, heck of a year, historic season, wonderful run, miraculous run. I still think Taylor Sheridan and company, I know there are those of the Sheridan universe that listen to this show, you might want to just start writing up a treatment for this year that started the play. I mean, they had a heck of a season. Then the Gordon area was just smashed by that tornado last month to start off the playoffs. They didn't have the equipment. It's just a heck of a... They put this thing out right before the game.
We are the Gordon Longhorns.
A recent tornado hit our community and destroyed our baseball field.
But we didn't let it take our season, our heart, or our shot.
Making our first state appearance ever in Gordon history with a 23-5 record, we are Gordon Strong.
We may have lost our field, but we found our fight. Out of the wreckage, we rise.
Heck yeah, guys.
Look at you making everybody cry.
An amazing, amazing season, guys.
It's KB and Heather Lee.